And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institutes. Planned Parenthood may finally see its federal funding stream dry up as the Trump administration reviews $27 million in grants for compliance with executive orders cutting DEI initiatives. HHS officials confirmed that they're scrutinizing whether abortion providers misuse taxpayer dollars on diversity programs instead of actual health care. I would say anything Planned Parenthood used grants for was not health care at all. North Carolina Democrats are proving once again that there's no limit to how far they'll go to mutilate children in service to gender ideology. One state representative introduced legislation that would not only repeal the state's Parent Bill of Rights, but also overturn existing protections preventing minors from receiving puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and surgical transition. Her brazenly titled bill, the Repeal Parents Bill of Rights Bill, would simultaneously ban what activists call conversion therapy, their term for any counseling that doesn't automatically affirm a child's gender confusion. But like I said, the word bill a lot there. Meanwhile, in Illinois, Governor J.B. Pritzker mocked conservatives concerned about exposing children to transgender ideology, boasting that his mother took him to pride parades as a child. Yeah, and it shows. Senator Roger Marshall has introduced the Defining Male and Female Act to codify President Trump's day one executive order recognizing only two sexes in federal law. The Kansas Republican told reporters, quote, "We shouldn't need legislation to tell us the basic reality that there are two sexes, but here we are." I concur with that one, Senator. Kentucky Fried Chicken seems to be facing nearly 600 complaints over an advertisement that appears to mock Christian baptism by depicting a woman dunking a man in a gravy lake before he emerges as a piece of fried chicken. The UK's advertising regulator confirmed that they'll be assessing the All Hail the Gravy ad, which critics have also condemned for promoting cultism and cannibalism. The fast food giant proudly described their ad as a modern-day fable about the strong connection KFC has with the original recipe chicken. I'm not sure they really know what the term fable means. But anyway, in Utah, the state is taking steps to protect child social media stars after the shocking child abuse conviction of YouTuber Ruby Frank. Governor Spencer Cox signed legislation requiring online creators who make over $150,000 annually from content featuring children to set aside 15% of earnings in a trust fund accessible when the kids turn 18. Frank's own 9-year-old daughter, Eve, submitted a statement supporting the law, writing, quote, "Kids deserve to be loved, not used by the ones that are supposed to love them the most." And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.